And I'm going to try to tell you some things that I think you ought to keep in mind if you have a client that is considering using one of these series organizations. There are a couple of choices. The Delaware statutory trust system allows series of trusts to be created, as does the Delaware LLC Act allow series of LLCs to be treated, and as does the Texas LLC Act. I hate to start out talking about taxes, but I think it's important to understand why I'm going to spend most of my time talking about LLCs and not statutory trusts. And the reason for that is that in the Delaware statutory trust area, as far as the IRS is concerned, the trust is either a trust for income tax purposes or it's a corporation. The only time in the trust area you have the concept of disregarded entity, like we can have with LLCs, is if you have a grantor trust. And I don't think it's very likely that anyone would set up a grantor Delaware statutory trust in the mortgage lending area, because I presume you want that income on the mortgage taxed to the beneficiary, the person who owns the mortgage. Now, with LLCs, the series provisions of both the Delaware and the Texas Act in effect say you can create an individual series, and if you provide certain notice that's provided by the statute,